Guess what today is? Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
That's right. It's the middle of the week. We're halfway through. Welcome to the Kenny and JT Show. We've got you all the way through today until 6:30 because we have high school boys basketball action coming your way tonight. Brush at Jackson. Pregame, 6:30, 7 o'clock tip-off with Dan Belford. Good. Denny Kincaid calling the action, and we'll hear from John Bazika a little bit later on in the show about the girls' games that went down last night that you heard on WHBCSports.com and WHBC Radio. We'll get you all caught up on that, but we've got a lot to get to today. JT is off today, so I'm flying solo. So I'm going to try and get through a number of things with your help at 330-450-1480 as we have a lot to talk about. Kevin Stefanski spoke yesterday, off-season first press conference, really, from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns entering his second year as their head coach. We're going to hear from Kevin Stefanski on where he thinks the team needs improvement, the J.J. Watt sweepstakes, where they did not win out, Baker Mayfield's improvement, what's up with OBJ, and many more things from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, we've got the Cavaliers in action tonight. They're taking on the Indiana Pacers. They're looking to close out the first half of the season with five consecutive wins. If they can beat the Pacers tonight, that's five straight, and they head into the All-Star break then with a record of what would be 15-21. So we'll throw a little Cavs action your way, as well as announce who's in the slam dunk competition for the All-Star Day game. Well, it used to be called the All-Star Weekend. Now, because of the pandemic, it's a one-day event where they're going to have, what is it, the skills competition, the three-point shootout before the game, play the first half of the All-Star game, then at halftime have the slam dunk competition, and then play the second half of the game. So we'll tell you about who's in the three-point contest, the slam dunk competition. I can tell you this, though, unfortunately for the Cavaliers, nobody from the Cavaliers will be represented in any way, shape, or form during the All-Star Day festivities. All right, so we'll get into that. What else is in store? Oh, yeah, looking forward to this. Matt Underwood, play-by-play voice of your Cleveland Indians on Fox Sports Time Ohio. He is going to join us at 4:30 today to talk some Indian spring training, on-the-field stuff. We won't get into the off-the-field stuff with Matt, the Mickey Callaway situation and all that. If you want to read the Indian statement, their most recent statement about Mickey Callaway and the fact that Major League Baseball is investigating his inappropriate behavior when he was with the Indians, allegedly, with the Mets, as well as the Angels. You can go to our website, WHBC.com. That report or release, I should say, from the Indians is up there. But what we're going to talk to Matt about is, well, the battles in the outfield, in the infield, with this pitching staff, the rotation, as well as games you'll be able to watch from spring training on Fox Sports Time Ohio. So Matt Underwood coming up at 4:30 today to talk all about that. Paul Wackerly, the head coach of the Glen Oak girls, we can tell you this much. They were victorious last night. McKinley came up short to Akron Hoban, but Paul Wackerly and the Glen Oak girls team rallied from a halftime deficit to beat the Medina Lady Bees to advance to the regional final against Hoban. And we'll talk to Paul Wackerly in the 6 o'clock hour about that. But here's the one thing I wanted to get into right away today, because I saw this as I was perusing the internet for the show today. And we had talked about this sort of with college sports and the fact that the NCAA basically gave all the athletes this year a mulligan because of the pandemic, meaning that if you were a senior this year. Let's take perfect example. Kyle Young for the Ohio State Buckeyes basketball team. He is a senior this year. He's already completed his classes, graduated. So he's a senior. When he plays his last game, he's done, right? Well, not necessarily. A mulligan year by the NCAA basically means this. They've given every athlete an opportunity to play one extra year. So if you're a senior, you can come back. If you're a freshman like Michi Johnson that's on the Ohio State basketball team, he should still be in high school this year, right? But because of this rule where the NCAA gave you an extra year of eligibility, basically, Michi Johnson decided, you know what, I'm going to get everything done I need to get done in high school, And after Christmas break, I'm going to enroll at the Ohio State. And he's playing games now, but it won't count against his eligibility because of this pandemic rule. So they've done this in college sports, meaning if you're a senior, you can elect to come back. In fact, here, Brian, play when we had Kyle Young on the show. And by the way, you can go check out that interview we did with Kyle Young at WHBC.com or on our Facebook page. You can actually watch the interview. We asked him about this rule and how it might affect him this year.
Yeah, I do have an opportunity if I would like to have another year. I'm still unsure about, you know, what I want to do. So we'll figure that out more closer to the end of the season.
So depending on what happens with Kyle, you know, he could come back as a fifth-year senior and play another year of basketball if he wants to next year. Or if not, maybe the NBA comes calling or overseas basketball or the G League and he wants to get paid for playing basketball. I totally get that, especially if you have your degree. That's fine. It'll be up to him, but he has that option. So that's out there for all the sports at the NCAA level. Well, as I was looking around today and, like I said, perusing different things, I noticed in, where was it? It was in Kentucky, all right? And I'll read you the headline. Bill allowing extra year of school clears Kentucky Senate. Kentucky students could apply for an extra year to retake courses under a bill passed by the state Senate. This bill would allow Kentucky's local school boards to establish a temporary program for graduated seniors wishing to take the supplemental year of high school in the next academic year. This measure also could result in students receiving an extra year of eligibility to compete in athletics at the same school if they meet current age requirements. So I saw this and I thought to myself, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Because last year it was awful. It was awful as the pandemic was just starting. The coronavirus was gaining steam, and we learned how dangerous it was, and it still is. And don't get me started on Texas and Mississippi opening everything up 100% without masks. I don't want to get into that. What I want to stay focused on this topic, okay? So because of what happened last year, a lot of kids missed the opportunity to play their senior year. Well, this year, okay, a lot of the high schools got their sports in, but you weren't sure if you were going to get your sports in, right? Heck, you weren't sure if you were going to get your classes in because some, you know, some are in person, some are remotely done, online, virtually, well, however you want to call it. So what this does in Kentucky is it gives the opportunity for kids to come back. And let's say they struggled in some classes, didn't pass for whatever reason, or they want to play an extra year of high school sports because they think it will help them get notoriety for colleges and recruiting. So I saw this in Kentucky. Now, it's still, let's see, it passed. Where did it pass here? I'm just going to have an extra year to retake courses under a bill passed by the state Senate on Tuesday. Yada, yada, yada. The bill would allow Kentucky and Louisiana. The bill won bipartisan praise while sailing through the Senate on a 36-0 vote. The bill becomes law. Students would have until May 1st to request a supplemental year. All right? So I started thinking about this. Is this something that should be done throughout the United States and not just in Kentucky? Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Would this be good for athletics and the sports in the state of Ohio? Or would this be a bad thing because you're bringing kids back maybe that have already graduated high school but they want to play just an extra year of sport? I have mixed feelings on this. The NCAA level, I understand it. I get it completely. I do. I understand. I love what the NCAA did there because they weren't sure. And some football programs didn't get to play this year, right? Some are playing spring ball right now. And so the NCAA said, you know what? We're going to bend the rules or make an adjustment, however you want to say it, and we're going to allow you as a student at an NCAA school to come back and play one more year of your sport if you so choose. I like it at the college level. I'm not sure about the high school level and what Kentucky's doing here. Would you want it in Ohio? And we've got plenty of high school sports in Stark County, Northeast Ohio. We all know how important sports are, to this neck of the woods, especially Friday nights in Stark County with high school football. As a parent, if you're listening out there, as a relative, maybe of a niece or nephew, whatever it is, do you think this would be a good idea in the state of Ohio where they would give the seniors an opportunity to come back for one more year? Or is this hurting the sophomores and juniors who next year will be juniors and seniors? There's I guess, good and bad to this. So I'd love to hear from you at 330-450-1480 and get your input on this if you think it would be a good idea, not just in Kentucky, but in Ohio or maybe in all 50 states, if they were to offer this to high school students an opportunity to come back for another year to experience your senior year, maybe in classes, in sports, with graduation, with prom, with everything that goes into the senior year high school experience. 330-450-1480. Where do you come out on this? I rarely sit on the fence, people. It's rarely a gray item for me. It's either black or white. I'm either on one side or the other. And so for me right now, yeah, it hurts a little bit because I'm sitting on that fence. And you know, when you sit on the fence, it's not comfortable. I'm not sure if I like this, if I'm for it, or if I'm against it. I'm really not sure. Maybe you can sway me one way or the other. 330-450-1480. I'm all for it at the college level. Love that. But I'm not sure right now if this would be a good thing for high school sports. Might it be a good thing for high school experience of being taught in a classroom, learning your subjects better? Yeah, absolutely. Might it be good for the experiences, the extracurricular non-sports experiences that you maybe missed out on? Yes, but would it be good for athletics? I don't know. I really don't. Because then you're dealing with what, two senior classes or an enlarged senior class? Would that give one school an unfair advantage over the other? Because, again, this would be a choice for a student and their parents to do this, to come back or not. 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us on this. What else do we have for you today? Oh, you know what? Today, March 3rd, it is, how many years is it? Subtract the one, carry the two, five. 80 years ago today, the Star-Spangled Banner was adopted as our national anthem. And we're going to relive some of the greatest renditions of the Star-Spangled Banner, in my opinion, and one of the worst renditions of the, I think, the worst Star-Spangled Banner ever sung. We've got that for you as well, but we're going to ask you to weigh in on who you think did it proud, did it well, sung it the best. So that's something on the table we'll get into a little bit later on as well, along with all of our guests from Matt Underwood to Paul Wackerly, and we're going to hear from Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. Let's light up the phone lines right now as we go to break. 330-450-1480. Would you like to see seniors get an extra year, not in college, but in high school? Your calls when we return.